So he said, "Terus are not mekabel tuma." So shver al mishtes mashma the leash, the tabat that goes around the neck of the kelev is mekabel tuma. Let's see Rashi. Tabas odom shenoisim biet filanoi. Has a regular ring that a person wears, that's called the kli, that's mekabel tuma. Is temeya the trashit the tachshit too? It's called the tachshit. Midyon yafinu. We learn it now from the Torah says by midyon the mon of the hand tachshitin. The Torah there says all the different tachshitim they had, and that was mekabel tuma there. Atzada v'tzomid v'kula koyit eschatu atem uvishvichem. It says that you should be mektayrit. So you see, even the tachshitim of a person is mekabel tuma. Mashenkin tabas kelim kain she'oisin v'rosh yodas hakelim. If you have a kli and on the top of the handle you make a tabas, a ring around the handle, that's not mekabel tuma. Hey, tabas behema v'kelim, a ring of a behema, or else a ring for another keli, is not mekabel tuma. Drashi v'shako atzmeyus kugoyin hasuyus ledelus. If you have a ring that's made for a door, that's also not mekabel tuma. Is teres? So what's the steer with Tal Mishnah? Mishnah says the shear of neshachem shear mezamin aleim, that the shear, that's the leash around the animal, is mekabel tuma. And yet the Mishnah mashma tabas for behema is not mekabel tuma. For it's a steer. And the Gemara Amr Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha beboyin minoy yodel minoy behema. The Mishnah is talking about this leash or this tabas that the ring you put around the neck of the dog was metchila used for a person. It was a ring that was used for a man, and the lady changed and used it for an animal, and it was mekabel tuma when it was still used for an adam. Therefore, it has a shem kli on it. Therefore, the tuma didn't go off it yet. So Drashi Tohiris says, why by behem is a tor? The lav mishum tachshit metamu. The ain't tachshit lekli. As if you have the ring around the kelim, you have a pot and you have a handle for the pot. And on the handle you put a ring around the pot, that's not mekabel tuma, the ring by itself. Why is it Rashi? You say the intachshit lekli. For a kelim, there's no din tachshit. O kli namile heavy, the ring itself is not called a kelim by itself. Ela tachshit kli. It's only called a tachshit. It's a ring put around the pot to hold the pot with. So it's a tachshit for a kli. There's no such yisoid of a kli to mekabel tuma. O miyu boidu mechuboris kolzaman, the ring is around the pot itself. It's around the handle of the pot. Avada mechuboris lekli mitamim akli to heavy yad lekli to chol amachubu loyhereu kamoyu. It's the pot of kli avada, that's called a kli, that's mekabel tuma. If you have a ring like a mole, you have a hole at the end of the handle and you put a ring around there so you can hang up the pot. So when the ring is attached to the pot, it's like a chilik of the pot, so it's mekabel tuma with the pot. But if you take off the ring by itself, it's not called a kli by itself. The whole purpose of the ring is just a tachshit for the pot. So for hilkas tuma, there's no din tachshit for a keli. There's only a din tachshit for a person. A kli that's a tachshit for a person, that's called a kli that has tuma. So the kasher here is, this ring is only used for behema. It shouldn't be mekabel tuma. The first Torah says that Rashi beboyi minoyod minoy behemon. Masnisin goin shenasu shiazel letachshit odim. That this leash first was used for a person, for an odim. Uvoidil yodim, when the man used it, nitmu, with mekabel tuma. Uliyachet tumosa, after it was tumay, notil behemon, then you put it on your animal. Vetzorach latfilay mitumosa. Abazoy is still tumay, you have to be tevlar in the mikvah to take off its tuma. Rishoyna shloyiga b'tyrus, that now this tabas should not touch tyrus. You have to be tevel in the mikvah. That's the case of the Mishnah. The metchila, it was a ring used for a person. That's why it was mekabel tuma. And then you change your mind to give it for behema. It's still called the keli, and the tuma didn't go with it. Vayitiv Rabbi Yosef Amar hoyil v'yodem moishich b'mesa behema. What is a leash used for? That a person pulls his dog. So since the person is using the leash also, it's not called like a tabas, a ring just for an animal. It's called a tabas, a ring that a person uses. So that's called a kli already, from a kabel tuma. Shrashi hoyv yodim moishach b'metza behema. Choshev le'kli tashmash yodim. It's called a choshev a kli that's a tashmash for the person himself. That's what's mekabel tuma. The more mila tanya, bring your rai for this. Mila tanya, dim learn the braisa. Makel shel behema. The stick that the owner of a behema uses to hit the animal with. What do you call it? A trainer stick, like a whip. Makel shel behema shel matzchis. If it's made out of matzchis ayin, is mekabel tuma. My tam, I lechur, it's a kli for a behema. A kli for a behema is not mekabel tuma. Hayo v'yodim roid de behem. since the person uses the whip to hit the behemoth with, it's called the tasha, it's called the kli for an adam. So therefore it's makabel tumah. Hochinami, the same thing by a leash of a dog. Since the person pulls his dog with it, so even though the ik of the leash is a shmir for the behemoth, but since the person is using it also, it's called the kli for an adam, therefore it's makabel tumah. It's called a kli that's metashmish of an adam. That's the yisayid of a kli. Kalim is something that has use for a person. A person has use out of it. That's the yisayid of a kli. Here also, this whip, since the person, the adam, has a purpose, has a tashmish with it, that's the way he hits his behema, makes the behema move, it's called the kli. Makal shebehema, shereidim bayetagomu, you hit your camel with it. Oh yes, hanoka. That was the white camels. Inami kein shoistin lahane gets a doig. That's where you manig a beer. You want a beer to move, you have to have a stick to hit the beer. I speak to beer to son. Yeshomatris. Shashi the ilu shall eat of wood. The whip would have been made out of wood. Shoot, the kli eats. It has no base kibble. It's a flat piece of wood. So it wouldn't be makabel tumah anyway. No makabel tumah. So now that it's shomatris, matris is makabel tumah. My tam are tzurch behema. The whip is still used for behema. Why is the makabel tumah? The Torah says roi de makom yasra. Since the person, the odin, has use from the whip, he hits his behema. It's called a kli odin. It's there also the leash. Since the odin pulls his animal with this tabat, it's called a tashmish of an odin. It's makabel tumah. Vayta v'teivlu mekoyim. The Mishnah says the chiddush. Even though the tabat is still tied around the neck of the dog, and you want to be metayrit now, you're allowed to be tevlet when it's still on the neck of the dog. As you can put mamish the dog in the mikvah, and you metayr the leash this way. For the Gemara of Ika Chatzitza, the Habimina is the ring is tied tight around the neck, or it's tight. So who is a Chatzitza there? How could you be tevlet the way it is? It's tight. So Trashi, Ika Chatzitza, She Tabas HaKfuah B'Shir, hey, this is the ring that's kavua in the leash, Kavua by the chayzik. Okay, it's the top ring and the leash. Right, there's a ring around the animal, and then in the ring you have the leash. Like the chain gets stuck on tight into the tabas. The chayzik. And the water can get in there. So here's a chatzitza. How could you be table the way it is? It's a chatzitza. Om Rav Ami b'sharitzchon. We're talking about no. You took a pliers and you pulled apart the ring. It's not tied together. Where it's connected, the ring, hey, and the leash, you made it a little bit wider. So there's room for the water to get in. So Rashi Sharishon, Sharishon, he cut a patish, hit it with a hammer, actually nispashit until it's separated a little bit. Nispashit, it's spread out. But nisrachay kanekiv sovim. And the hole where the tabas goes into came a little bit wider, the hole. Therefore, when the tabas goes around, exactly how it's connected, like this, there's room to move both around. Therefore, the water could get in there. That's the first terrace. He tells you, the kash lochila mukula the mechulolim, say poshin. Metchila was very wide holes. The endera chashilius came. That's not the way you make a leash. The way you make a leash is it's tied on very tight. The top notch where it's tied on to the leash is usually very, very tight. So you have to give it a kimta here, where you widen it. Shurishon. The Morlema Rav Ami Kreb Yosi Tzrilu. Through Rav Ami's teretz now, they said that this tabas, how are you metayrit? The first you have to bang it and widen it to make it go in. So who are you making a maisa now? So he has to hold, like the teretz the kasha was before, why is a leash v'chlal makabu tumor, I it's only a klifir behema? And a klifa behem is not makabel tumah, so he had a few terutzim. So he asked told like Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef said the way the leash is, even though it's meant for behemah, but since the person pulls the dog with it, it's called a klifa nodim. Hey, see, he asked told like that. So tomorrow, dik Reb Yosef nafcha, because if it's known from the first terutz we had before, the first terutz of the Yitzchak's terutz was known. This ring metchila was made for nodim, and b'shas the mensch used it. It was makabel tumah. The lady changed her mind and put it onto your dog. So the tumah didn't go off yet. That's why he has to be metayrit. Now, if Rav Ami holds like this teretz, it's shver. The yom of a boy, minoy yod manoy behema. We're talking about such a kli that metchila it was meant for an adam. That's why it's makabel tumah. But now you change your mind, you put it for behema. The next kasher is either rings are tight. How does the water get in? So Rav Ami gave a teretz now. Sharishon, you did a maisa banging the rings, widening them that the water could get in.
So Kashri of Kiva, the Rizcha and Sincha did a Maisa by banging the rings, warning them, Ovid bu Maisa, you did a Maisa to the leash of the rings now. Or was a Pochola Tumiminayu. Automatically the Tumah should go off even without being trailed in the Mikvah. Because the Kli, when it was Miyuchot for an Adam, that's called the Kli to Makabel Tumah, true. But now you changed your mind and this Tavash you put on the dog. So you Miyachot it now for a dog. A Kli for a dog is not Makabel Tumah. So why did we say it's still Tomei? Because the Tomei you had before didn't go off. But if you did a Maisa now, with a Maisa, your Meyachad is Kli, no more Kli Yodam, now it's only Kli Behema, automatically should become Tor. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Kol HaKelim Yodum Adei Tumasim B'machshava. If you have a Kli that's not finished yet, so it's not Mekabel Tumah, but if you're Machshava, you just thought, I'm going to leave the Kli the way it is. To me now, I'm considered like it's a finished Kli. So right away with the machshav alone, it could be mekabel tumah. Aber wie ein Eulen mit Tumoson. But let's say the Kli, the way it was, it really wasn't finished. But you had the ask to leave it the way it is. So it's mekabel tumah. Now you changed your mind. I'm not going to use the Kli the way it is. I have to fix it yet. It's not polished enough yet, this silver Kli. It's not nice to use it the way it is. So even though now you think it's not finished, still, the tumah is still there. It still could be mekabel tumah. Ela b'shino maisa. If you want to change your mind to say you want to use this clean out, like it's not finished yet, you want to do a maisa, it's only if you do a maisa to it. You have to do something to it. But if you do a maisa to it, that shows the clean is not finished, like you take off the din tumah, it's not makabel tumah anymore. There also, since you changed this ring from an Adam to a behemah, really now that it's a Kli, behemah shouldn't be Mekabel Tumah. So you have to do a Maisa to it. Here, Bisharitzchah, you banged it to widen the loops. The Chur, that's a Maisa. The Tumah automatically should go off. And the Gemara, that wouldn't be Shver. It could be holds like a Yitzchak Teres, that really a Kli from behemah is not Mekabel Tumah. Here, the Kli, though, Mekili was meant for an Adam, and you changed your mind, use it for behemah. I, the Kashas, if it did a Maisa to it right now, that should be Porcha, take off the Din Tumah. We hold like Rebbe Yehuda. The Omar, Maisa l'sakin lav Maisu. If you're doing a Maisa to Masakin the Kli, that can't make it as Kli. A Maisa has to be like a Maisa breaking the Kli. If you do some Maisa to show the Kli is not finished yet, by breaking the Kli, that's a Maisa that takes off the Tumah from the Kli. But here, Bisharitzchon, you're making it wide. You're widening the holes to make it better, smoother. So that's not called a Maisa to make the Tumah go off. The Tanya, we have Yehuda Weimer, Loyoma Shinu Maisa. When do we ever say, Loyoma Shinu Maisa, Lesakin El Lekalkal? When do we say if you do a Maisa to a Kli, that makes an ice Kli, the Tumah goes off? Only if you be Mekalkal the Kli. But any Maisa that's being Lesakin the Kli can't take off the Tumah. So here, the Shirishon, you did a Maisa to the Kli, but it's a Maisa Tikkun, the Tumah doesn't go off. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Krab Yesi Srirle. That's one teret. Since the person has use from the leash, he pulls his animal, it's called the Kli Adam. Now, even though you did a Maisa, you widened the loops, it's still called the Kli. The Kli is still used for Behema, and even though it's used for Behema, since the person has anor from it, it's Mekabel Tumah, so still a Kli. A Kli has to only be a Kli Adam, it's Mekabel Tumah. So saying now, this ring, the Shasti Adam used it for himself, that's when the sheriff touches Mekabel, or the mace touched it. Kivan, the Rizcha, now that you did a Maisa to it, you widen the loops, Vishud ain't noyim liyodim. Now it doesn't look nice for a person anymore. Avazay v'tululu materas tashit. You mavatul this ring from a tashit, from an adam. V'tirim mutamasan. Now the Kli is only, Aymed can only be used for a leash for a behema, and a leash for a behema, according to Rav Yitzchak, is not makabel tumah. So automatically the tumah should go off it. Like you did a Maisa to show the Kli is not roi for an adam anymore, that's only roi for behema. Is that a writer? Yodum de Tumosu Machshava. Miyachash Chishabo Loshinichenu Kumayshu. If you have a silver becher that wasn't finished yet, but your Machshava was to leave it the way it is, I'm going to use it now. Achshavo Lo Yosef, you're not going to do anything more to a tikkunach, any more tikkun. Hu Gemar Malachtum, or Makabel Tumah. With your Machshava alone, you could decide, I'm going to leave the Kli the way it is, so it's Makabel Tumah. Aber the Ein Eilim Tumosan. Miyachash Chishab Al Or, Lasa Shatiach. Moshe, you have skin. And you had machshava lasa shtiach, means time use it for a mat the way it is. You have raw skin, and you have machshava, I'm going to use it for a mat. Or vizor yoron o day tumah. Right away, this mat now could be mekabel tumah. The im chaza v'chishavolov l'ritzuois v'sandolim. But then you change your mind. No, I want to use this skin not for mat. I want to make strips out of it, ritzuois, or I want to make shoes out of it. Is lebottom ateres kli. So even though now for shoe it's not a shoe yet, so of course it's not called the kli. But with machshav alone, you can't change your mind. It still has a din tumah. It could be mekabel tumah. Well, leitira b'kach. When does it lose its din tumah that it came in mekabel tumah? Achiyitim by izmol. So you put the knife inside it to make holes in it. They have a shino maisa. You have to do a shino maisa to the skin. Haba zadiyik. Haba shino maisa. If you do a maisa to the skin now, miyuwei lematumasan. Mashmi. Even though it was mekabel tumah ready, the tumah goes off it. To see if you do a maisa to the kli. So now you're showing us this skin is not usable now. I want to use the skin to make shoes. And it's not a shoe yet. So it's not a kli. The tumah goes off it. There also, once you did a maisa to widen the holes of this tabas, you're showing us the tabas can't be used for nodim. It can only be used for behema. Now a kli behema is not makabel tumah. So why doesn't the tumah go off automatically? The teretz is nuhel like a yuda. Shrashel is sacking. If you do a mindset, makes it thicken, makes it better, that can't take off the tumor. Shrashel is zuhi tekunay the tzarech behema. Mitzis is not called a kilker now. You're doing a mindset to make it better for the behema. So that can be matiris. Lav mindset shrashel levatim materis kli. Hey, see, according to Yudishita, you have to do a maisa, not just to show that the kli is not finished, that you still want to make shoes out of the skin, but you have to do a maisa kilkel to the skin. And here you didn't do a maisa kilkel, therefore tumah doesn't go off. Therefore the Mishnah says you have to be tevelit, and the chiddush is you could take the dog the way he is and stick it into the mikvah, and the leash becomes torah. Right. The Masdis and Torah and the Braisi we learned the Mechulolim. A Pashta Teretz. We're talking about the rings that was around the neck of the dog was Mechulolim, was holy. Because it wasn't tight. Drash Mechulolim. Mitchila Nasu Chalulim Mechavim. At the beginning, the loops are very wide. Sheyesh Chalal, but they cross them. There's a lot of holes there where you dovek it. Shenosan Tabas, but Terech Tabas, Kemayshu Rochem. There were wide rings that one fit into the other one. Therefore, there's no Shiloh Chatzitza. The water comes in. As until you said, the Gemara didn't want to answer this at the beginning, because it's not shchiach to make such wide rings. Usually the rings are very narrow. They just fit in tight. But here you have to miyash about, Mishnah is talking about wide rings. By the Shoel Talmud Echod, Migalil Ha'elyon Yasri Ablezer. One Talmud Yasri Ablezer, Shemati, I heard halacha, Shechokin, Bein Tabas Tabas. That there are different halachas about this type of rings. One ring has this halacha, and another ring has another halacha. And he didn't know what the halacha was. Shrashi Shechokin, Yesh Chilik V'chaseim. Then Yudei Amal Chilik. I don't know Chilukim. I don't know what the Chilik is. But I heard over that rings have different halacha. Omaloi. So he told him, Shem Aloi Shema Te'elelin Yishabas. Maybe only Yishabas here they have different halachas. Avadilin Yitumah V'zvageyat. Hilkas Tumah Dov V'dochodi. No matter what type of ring you have, it has one halacha. Shrashi Alin Yishabas. Then you know it's so Shabbos. It's not Kmino. What ring you're allowed to walk out with on Shabbos? There Yesh Chilik. Then Yeshele Chosim, if it has a Chosim, it has a signet on top of it. Lishenu Le Chosim. But you don't want to come up with Misha. We'll see later which ring you're allowed to walk out, which ring you're not allowed to walk out with. One is called the Masli, and one is called the Tachshit. Mashen Kain Zokta by Tumah, Dobu Do Achati. Kol Tabas Din Echud Him. Again, it's a Tumah, every Tabas has the exact same halacha. Fred Gemara, is that true? Olinyan Tumah, Dobu Do Achati, every ring has the same halacha. V'yotanan, we learned the Mishnah in Kalim. Tabas Adam tonight, like we had before. A ring that's oimit for a person is called a tachshit for an Adam, that's makabel tumah. We learned that out for Midyan, that all the tachshitim of an Adam is makabel tumah. Mashenkim tabas behema, or else the kelim, a ring that's made for leash for put around the behema, or else a ring that's made for keli, you have a handle, you have the pot, and on the handle of the pot you want to put a ring around the handle, it's not makabel tumah, there's no din tachshit for kelim. V'shar kolat tabois, and any other ring, Rashi before said it means a ring for a door, is toiris. Only a tashit for an adam has a shem kli on it. But all other tabois are Torah. So you see, for hilchas tumah, there's also an afkamin is what type of ring it is. And the Gemara, ki koma le'yil namu di yodim koma. He means any ring that a person uses is always makabel tumah. For the Gemara, the yodim, dov, the achat, even for a person, is always the same din. V'yatani learned in our Tosefta, tabas, sheskino lechaga b'mosnum. You have a ring that you want to use like for a buckle for your belt, that you put around your waist. It's lechaga b'mosnum. You want to put around your waist, so you put the buckle onto your belt. Or else lekasha b'bein k'seifov. between your shoulders, maybe it means around your arms here. Also, you used to put a belt around your arm to hold up your sleeves, maybe. Whatever the type of a buckle you want to put in the belt. L'kasha b'vein k'sefer is tohira. Such a ring is tohira. V'loyomru tomeya ela shaletz babuvad. The only type of a ring that's makabel tumah you put around your hand. That's called a tachshit for nodom, and that's makabel tumah. But a ring that you put in your belt, it's not called a tachshit. And we had before, there's no tachshit for keli. Like, it's only a tachshit for the belt. There's no din tachshit for kelim. And in itself, it's not called a kli. You have no tachshit for itself. Like Rashi says, avada, kol zman the ring is in the belt, it's mechuba to the belt, it's part of the belt, within the makabel tumah. But you have the ring by itself, in itself, is not called a kli. It's only a tachshit for keli. There's no din tumah. It's not called a kli. So you see, even rings that a person uses, it depends what type of ring it is. And the Gemara, ki kom lai, yil nami di etzpa komer. He meant to say, all rings that you use on your finger, all those rings are makabel tumah. That's what he meant. That's called all rings. For the more vital, the etzpa, even for an etzpa, dovdo, achasi, is it all one halacha? V'yatnan, taba shel matzis. If you have the ring made out of metal, v'choysom oi shel almug, and the choysom, the signet, that's made out of almug, is a special type of wood. Rashi almug, atzei almugya, v'no, a nice type of wood. Is temeya. That's makabel tumah. Hey, since the ikir is metal, so metal is makabel tumah. Ma'ashenkein he shall almug. If the ikir of the ring is made out of the wood, because some is shomatzkes, now the signet is made out of the matzkes, the metal, then teira. You see, even by rings, it depends what type of ring you have. A wooden ring is not makabel tumah. And the Gemara ki kom le'il nami kula shomatzkes kamer. He also meant all his metal rings. That only for the finger, all those type of rings are makabel tumah. That's the shi, that's what he meant to say, all rings are the same. Masheng, it will be out of wood, since the ring is, that doesn't have a base kibbel, obliged to shoot the cleats, not makabel tumah. Only shomatz is makabel tumah. So that's what he meant, that's what he answered. See Rashi? Rashi, dover the achasik, right near the big lines. Kol tabat nechadim, shiskin lechadda ba mosnam, shekavua ba rosh ritzua, that's the buckle you put on top of your belt. Barash Ritzua, the Yosa Kimin Bukla, maybe it means a buckle. Shoysil Asagrim Shel Susim, they made to muzzle around the animals. Velikshaw Boa Ben Kseifa, Ben Zeroysav, by your arms. Also, you put like a strap around your arms. Is Toira, the Adin Heve, Tehoder Heve Lu Kitabat Kalim. These rings, these buckles, is only a buckle for a Kali. Veloidami Liyodim, it's not Daimu to a Kli of an Odim. Moshech Ben, Shainim Ishtamish Boklum. The Dhamu Yodam Moshech, that Dhamu we had before, where Adam is Moshech the behemoth with it, the leash. Shainim Ishtamish Boklum. Elamonachas Yomedus Ritsua. Here it's the buckle is only aimed in the belt itself. Mio, Imo Ritsua Mikabelas Tumah. Rather, when the buckle is in the belt, it's Makabel Tumah. Avol Imhi Noitlo, if you take the buckle off the belt, or Mazir, and you put it back in, you get Ainu Makabelas Tumah Liatsma. By itself, it's not called a Kli. The buckle is only a tashit for a keli. That's not called a kli. Ki kom le iyo nami, dobu duasa si di etzpa kom le. Olinyin Shabbos yeshilik. Again, if the Shabbos is a chilik, what type of ring you have, if it has a chesim, you could walk out, if not, not. But the tumah, all rings are makabel tumah. Yes, even that's not true. Almug atzei almugim u no. Tumeya, the bosa tabas is lina. The ikar is the ikar with the tabas. Of shute kli matkas tumeya. If the ikar of the ring is made out of metal, it's makabel tumah. Mashenkin he shall agma teira. The pshute kliyetsu. If the ikar of the ring is made out of wood, of pshute kliyetsu, that makabel tumah, there wouldn't be any din tumah. Yeah. So that's what he answered. The teretz is a ring, a metal ring that's meant for the hand of a person. That's always makabel tumah. He's also meant to say, no matter what size it is, it's always makabel tumah. Right? The yoyd another shal liyef. The yoyd shoyl. Shemati shechokin bein machit lamachit. I heard the needle has different halachas. Certain needles have this halacha, and certain are this halacha. Omale, the answer to that, Shemale Shemat Elin Yishabis. Maybe you only heard a chilek, what type of a needle you'll have to wear out to carry it on Shabbos. Mashenkin, Dilin Yitumah, because if you heard Vilkos Tumah, Dovdo Achasi. It's all needles have the exact same halacha, Vilkos Tumah. So, Drashi, Elin Yishabis. Linyin Hoysoy Shabbos, Yechilek Bein Nekuvah Lashen Nekuvah. The Nekuvah Katoni Chayim Chatis. If you have a needle that has a hole in it, so that's a needle that's aimed to use for sewing. So it's not a tachshit to wear it. So if you stick it into your pants or stick it into your shirt, it's a chiyuv haitzor. That's not called a tachshit. Over shen in the kuva. But if you have a nice needle that doesn't have any hole in it,
Kagoyin Ishmael says, she tachshit, that's a nice tachshit, ketoni yein echayev chattis perek v'amisha.
There it says, you're not chayev chattis, midrabbon, you're not allowed to wear out it, you're not allowed to wear it on midrabbonim, because it's exer, maybe come to take it off. But I call upon him, it's called the tachshit mikiradin, and that you can walk out with it on Shabbos.
So if Hilchus Shabbos is a chilek, how the needle is. If it's a needle without a hole, that's a tachshit, or a needle with a hole, it's not a tachshit sosa.
Vashenke, if Hilchus tumah, it's always makabel tumah.
Said the Gemara, that's true. Olinya and Tumah, Dovah, Achasi, every needle has the same halacha of Yatnan. Machet shenito chura. If you have a needle, you took out the hole, came off, fell off the hole of it. So it's not roy anymore to use. You need a needle, you need a hole to put the thread through. Or yuksa, or else the point came off the needle. Is Torah? That needle is not makabel Tumah anymore, or else it's Torah. What's Tumah? It's Torah now. Because it's not roy to use anymore. It's like a shefa keli, the Tumah goes off it. So is chiyah is a chiluk. What the needle? If there has a needle with the hole or not? He meant to say all whole needles. He's a shlema, a needle that has a point and has a hole. That's called a needle. A good needle. That's always makabel tumah. For the gemara of a shlema, dovah the achas, even by a sholem, that's true. The yatanan machet shahelsa chaluda. You have a needle that got very rusty. A lot of rust became on the needle. Is imak if it's a tree, if there's so much rust that now you can't use this needle to sew with, it's partial makiv, it can't go through the cloth, or it gets the cloth dirty. Is Torah, such a needle is not usable, it's Torah. V'yim lav tameya, but if it's not so rusty, you can still use it, it's still tameya. V'yamad veri abyanai, v'usha v'shuma nikr. It means so rusty that the rishum, it's still nikr mamish. So some Rashi has two pshotim here. Sh'vishuma nikr, Rashi learns, v'usha v'shuma nikr, shel makiv nikr, dehevi kli utameya. One shot is that even though there's a lot of rust there, but if it's nicker, it's still called a kli, it's still called a needle, then it is makabel tumah. But lishnachrin, of course, more mustava, this is sherishumai means shachalud nicker. That means it's nicker that it's still rusty on the needle. The begid, that means when you sew and you put the needle through the begid, you see the rust in the begid. Hainu ikav tfir of a Torah. That's called ismakiv. Ismakiv does not mean that you can't push the needle through the begid. Even though the needle goes through the begin, but it still leaves a stain in the begin. So Rishuma is nicker in the begin, that's still not called the use of a needle, and it's still Torah. So our co-pronim, you see, even by needles, a whole needle, there's a chilek, if it's so rusty or not so rusty. And for the Gemara, he kamalei b'shifa, kama. He meant to say a nice shiny needle. Hey, it's a clean drashi in Yishufoiz, b'shefrina, shekar, and limnan, shem b'chalude. It's a nice clean needle. Doesn't have any rust on it. There's no chiluk. It's always makabel tumah. For the Gemara, b'shifa, dov d'achas, a clean needle is always the same alochon. But Yatanya, machet the needle, bein the kuva, bein ain't the kuva. Whether it has a hole in it, yeah, it doesn't have a hole in it. Is mutl talta b'shabbos. Rulana b'metaltla for Shabbos, because it's called the kli. Why? Because the needle on Shabbos, if you use it, take out a machet. If you have a splinter in your finger, you want to take it out on Shabbos, you're allowed to use a needle. So for Shabbos, you don't need the hole in the needle, because you can't thread, you can't sew on Shabbos. But you need the point. Avid, the needle has a point, it's usable on Shabbos, it's called the kli. So Sarah Gufa, you can be metaltled on Shabbos. He's bein the kuva, whether it has a hole, whether it doesn't have a hole, as long as it has a point, it's called the kli, that's not muksa for Shabbos. Or at least a tzara gufa, some kaim it's muta. Could be a kli shom lach to liyasa. But a tzara gufa, if you need it for a purpose that you're allowed to use it for, it's muta on Shabbos. V'loyam rina, we don't say in the kuva. We don't have a chilek. Whether a needle has a hole or doesn't have a hole, elalin yituma bovad. Only the gayat the tumma. That if the kli has a hole, then it's makabel tumah. If the hole went away, so it's not makabel tumah anymore. So you see, even needles that have holes, it's an afkamina that has a hole, doesn't have a hole for hikos tumah. And the Gemara, Tzirkuma Abaya, Liba the Rav, the Golmi. The Rav is talking about the Golmi, the Trashi. Let's react before Rashi. Lo yamrin lekuva Trashi, chaluka luchasehel. We don't say there's a chilek, whether the needle has a hole in it or not, el linyin tumah bavad, the nekuva mekabelas tumah. That if the needle has a hole in it, that's called a hole keli, that's makabel tumah. The shenim nekuva loy, but if it doesn't have a hole in it, it's not makabel tumah. So how could you say every needle has the same halacha? There's a chiluk whether it has a hole or doesn't have a hole. And the Gemara, Tzigma Abaya, Perakol HaKelim, the Golmi. So it means Rashi Shugoyle, means the whole piece.
The whole zaman shlenikva, kol zaman you didn't put a needle, you didn't put a hole in it yet, in the makabel, it's not makabel tumah. The lenigmeres malachta, it didn't, the needle is not finished yet.
is this needle the mouse a piece of metal, and it's I made to pierce it to make the hole go through. So Kozman, you didn't do it, so Rashi is not called Nigma Malachta. Rashi you say. Well, in your tumor, Kli Maisa Ksiv. Which kelim is Makabo tumor or Kli Maisa kelim that you could use right now? That means Shegomar Koma Sayu. So everything that has to be done was finished already. Mashenkin here that you didn't have the pierce the hole yet is not called a Kli. Or Miel Inyan Shabbos Shaya. For Shabbos though it's good. The Zim and the Mamlechalo. O Monach Lahochi. O Meshavale Monal Tilos Kites. For Shabbos though it's called a Kli because sometimes you change your mind and leave it the way it is because it could be used to take out the splinters from yourself. Avo Machet Shenigra Malachta. If you have a needle that's finished, you made the hole already. Go on your field. Shena Medes Linokin. Dova do Achet Tilotuma. Mashenkin, if you have a needle that you finished it, as you decided now, I'm never going to put a hole through it. It's a finished clear the way it is. So then it's makabel tuma. So even though the needle does not have a hole in it, still it's makabel tuma. So such a needle that you made up your mind, you believe it the way it is, that's called a finished enigma malachtam, and that's makabel tuma. So that keli is always makabel tuma. So the Mishnah. Chamor, a donkey, yoitze b'madas. You can put a cushion or a type of a blanket over the chamor. We'll see in the Gemara. Because a donkey always gets cold. Even in the summer, he's always cold. So you'll have to warm him up on Shabbos. That's called a tachshit. That's called like a beggar for chamor. You can walk out with it on Shabbos. The yisoid that we had before in the Mishnah, that there's a mitzvah, shrisas bemta on Shabbos. That you have to make sure you don't make your behemah do a malach on Shabbos. So you can't put a matzli on top of your behemah and let him walk out with it on Shabbos. But these things is called a beggar. So it's like a tachshit for the behemah. It's mutter. Shrashi madas bishto o manicha moisa kol ayoyim ala chamor lechama moisa to warm him up. The Yarmish people say chamor filu b'tkufas tamuz korolei. A donkey even in tamuz is always cold. So they need to put a blanket over him. It's called a tachshit. Baita bizman shikshur only if it's tied. Shrashi shikshur mama forish. Because if it's not tied, the gazer will fall off and maybe you walk down with just rabbi with it. Schorim, that's Shrashi schorim means elim, that's rams. Is yoytzir levuvim. You could let them go out tied up. Is the Gemara will explain what this means. I think levuvim means you're tied up. There's zechras the gid that you don't want them to be able to make the nekevis pregnant. So you tie up the gid levuvim. You tie them up. They're allowed to walk out with this on Shabbos, even though the gid is tied up. So it's mutter. Rechelis, that's the females. Goats, what's that, Chalis? That's, roughly, sheep. Yeah. Yoitzois, they go out, shechoizois. This is with the tail. Sometimes you tie the tail upwards, that a zacha could be mezokic with her. Kavulas, sometimes you tie the tail downwards, so a zacha can't go on her, not to make her pregnant. Or kavunas, sometimes she stam ties herself up to keep her semer or clean. So they hold any these type of tying up. It's a derech. It's a tzerech of the neima. She's allowed to walk out with this on Shabbos. But izim goats yoitzes truers. You could tie up the goats. Rashi truers the dayim. You could tie up the dodim, the breast truers. Why pamel yivash? Sometimes you tie it up shemahatkin kadesh leyichovul. You want like to make it tight so it's dry up and not giving off milk. Oyd v'yisarbul. Therefore they'll become pregnant again. Sometimes you want to tie that portion to keep the milk clean. The breast and the nipples shouldn't touch the ground. And they tie around the kiss, around the bat, to keep it clean. So if you tie it on before Shabbos, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. It's Ezim, the goat says, Yaitzim Truth. They go out with this kiss around the dodim. The rest says, no, all these cases are roster. It's not called a tachit for the behemah, it's also. So Trashir of Yesi Aisab Kulam Damasihu. He calls this Tama that they're carrying something, and it's also to let your behemoth go out carrying something. Chutz min Rechelim Hakfunas. Only the Rechelim that you want to cover up to keep their wool clean, that's called the Tzarech. That's Mutter. Trashi Chutz min Rechelim Hakfunas. Shushmiris Timur. You're doing that to cover up the Tzemer, their wool, to keep it clean. Shleyatonet. Bevelet Tashit. That's called the Tashit. It's tzarech of the behemah, tzarech adam. That's called the tasha. That's mutter. See in the Gemara Moishvara. We have Yehuda Izim, the goats, yoytzes truroys. You could go out tying up the dodim, the breast. If you tie it up, liyavish. If you put a kiss there around the dodim to make the milk dry up, you do it tight. That's mutter. Avolei lechalif. You just wanted that the milk should stay clean, but to make it have more milk, that's awesome. For that you can't do it. Rashi.
We have Yehuda Svirale. What?
Utter is the
right.
proper term.
Good, good. We have Yehuda Svirale Kitanakama. Lav Masi. Umiya Liavish to Mahadik Shafir. We do it tight. Vuleka Lamechish Duma Nofil. Viyosil Asuye. It's mutter. Avi, you tie the kiss around the other tight. It's mutter. If you just do it for the milk's sake,
their system sees you don't tie it around so tight, they're afraid maybe you fall off on Shabbos, but afraid to come to carry your darams, which is rabbin, that's why it's awesome with the rabbonim.
So, think more. Omar Shmuel.